All right, for today's episode of Slinging It with QB Velocity number 6, we are pleased to be joined by LSU center Liam Shanahan. Liam, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Just a little bit of background on Liam. Liam is a Massachusetts guy. He went to Harvard originally, was a 3-year starter there, then decided to go get his MBA at LSU, played there this past season, and he's deciding to go back in the fall to finish up his final year of eligibility and finish up his master's degree as well. So Liam, first thing that I want to ask you is when was the first moment that, you know, you discovered your love and passion for the sport of football?
Oh man. Growing up, I was always like a big sports guy, like played a ton of sports. I wasn't even allowed to play football because I was too big for a lot of those youth leagues back in the day. But once I got to kind of start playing, like seventh or eighth grade on the middle school team, going up into high school is when it really started to kind of click for me that this was a sport that I felt like was meant to me, compared to everything else I was playing. So.
Yeah, definitely. Did you have someone that you looked up to, whether it was a local guy or someone from the NFL or college that you kind of, you know, aspired to be like and want to get to that level?
Yeah. I mean, when I was in middle school, yeah, I thought like I went to just public high school or public middle school in Marlborough, Massachusetts, and going to the varsity games on Friday nights, it was like going to the Super Bowl every week. Like I thought all those guys were like the coolest guys that like around. So that's kind of who I always looked up to, was like, man, I got to work as hard as I can to be able to play on Friday nights, you know, at Marlborough High. And then That's kind of how it's always been for me. From there, then playing up at college at Harvard, and then now to be playing at LSU. So I guess for me, I'm always looking up to whatever's next.
Yep. And do you have a favorite NFL lineman that you either, you know, really like, or you kind of see yourself being the kind of a comparison to or anything?
I always liked David Andrews with the pass. I'm a big pass guy, so that's probably why. But I think he plays some good ball. And then it was fun to watch the center for the Bucks, Ryan Jensen, this past season, especially this playoff run. You know, he really brought his own sort of tenacity to the game, which was kind of fun to see. So,
he was awesome to watch. I remember me and Ant were talking about, you know, some of the pickups that guy had against the blitz and everything were unbelievable.
Oh, that's the guy, dude. My favorite guy right now.
he makes it fun to watch him for sure. So he's always doing something interesting.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And just kind of talking about, living through this pandemic and everything, just saw that you recently had an article written on you about it. And so just kind of talk about, you know, how have you been able to persevere through this pandemic, and what are some things that have helped you?
Yeah. It's certainly been a crazy year. It's insane to even think it's already been over a year at this point. But for me, I mean, when the pandemic started, I didn't know I was going to LSU or what I was doing. So I certainly have kind of been on a little bit of a roller coaster throughout the whole thing, which I guess has kept it exciting for me. One thing that the biggest thing for me is to just try to keep things in perspective, where I'm fortunate enough where I haven't necessarily suffered some of the losses that other people have as a result of the pandemic. So, just kind of keep chugging along one day at a time, even though when it gets tough sometimes. But, someone's always got it worse than you. So you got to take advantage of what you have. It's how I think about it sometimes.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
Yeah, absolutely. So now moving into here, like after high school. So how was your recruiting process? Like how did that go for you?
Yeah, coming out of high school, I was recruited by a lot of the Ivy League schools, Patriot League, the BC, Syracuse, some of the bigger schools up in the New England area. I kind of fell in love with Harvard. It was really the first school that recruited me hard. So my first visit was kind of when I made my mind up. Both they got a really good football program there. And then, I mean, you can't really beat it academically. So it's tough to turn that opportunity for me. So kind of how I ended up there.
Awesome. And then next, so still talking about the recruiting process, how did you gain attention and how did you like try to stand out against your competition to get yourself recruited?
In high school? I just focused on every Friday night as like an opportunity to put what I can do on film, you know, in terms of every high school game is really the biggest opportunity to get film and put together a tape that college coaches will be looking at or will be looking for. And on top of that, going to camps and whatnot was big for me. One of the first times I talked to Harvard was after I went to their camp. As a junior in high school, I hadn't really talked to their coaching staff before that, but I thought it'd be a good opportunity, even if not to get recruited, but just to get some work with some college coaches. So that's kind of how it went for me. So
awesome. And then any advice that you want to give to the younger generation, especially like linemen, like trying to get to the next level?
Yeah, the biggest thing is just work every day. I mean, there's no shortcuts. You gotta be, if you want to be playing at the next level, you gotta be the type of guy who's going to be in the weight room, almost every day. You got to remember that as hard as you're working, there's always going to be somebody working harder than you that's trying to get to the same spot as you are. So really that's all you got to do is be ready for when your opportunity is going to come and make sure that you're always ready for what's going to come next.
And do you have a favorite drill that you could think of as a offensive lineman?
I mean, it's honestly tough. I feel like at least when I was in high school, a lot of the coaching for offensive line, it's obviously not as complex as what you're going to see at the college level in terms of like drills and whatnot, which is another thing why I thought it was great to go to camps, especially as an offensive lineman, to kind of hear what college coaches, college offensive line coaches are coaching and what they're looking for in guys. But the biggest thing I feel like is really the fundamentals when it comes down to it. Make sure, you have a good stance, good first step. And then obviously from there, you can do more complicated stuff, but really if you're like, that's, it's all going to start on the foundation, and that's kind of where it all starts. So.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And kind of speaking from a center's perspective, how do you approach the game mentally, being kind of the quarterback of the offensive line? How do you approach, practice, games, film sessions, stuff like that?
Yeah. Actually this past year at LSU was my first time ever playing center, which I really enjoy it, but something that my offensive line coach says here is that, Saturdays, our games, like that's your biggest test of the week. When it comes to studying and preparation, you really can never be well enough prepared. There's always more that you can do in terms of, at this level, watching film and breaking down what the other team's going to be doing and just be ready. So for me as a center, like I want to be in a place where I know what the defense is going to be doing before the play even starts. And I know where people are going to end up. So it just slows the game down a lot. It allows me to just kind of play.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So my question is, how do you find the balance between practice and watching film and doing your homework, especially like with you trying to get your MBA and stuff like that? How does that work out for you?
Yeah, it's busy. It's definitely tough to balance at sometimes, which I think coming from Harvard is where I really was able to kind of develop some of those time management skills and just organization where, there's sometimes a year where you don't really have downtime where you're not going to be able to just be playing video games or goofing off for a few hours at a time. For me, I always just try to take advantage of the time that I have to complete everything that I have. And then once I'm done with everything, if I have some extra time to relax, that's kind of how I go about it. So,
all right.
Mm-hmm. And for you, you know, your experience at Harvard, what was it like to play at a school with so much, you know, history and prestige around that program?
It was awesome. Yeah, I can't speak highly enough about my time at Harvard. Between, you know, just playing at that level was awesome. And then just kind of the history of the program, it kind of still is built into the program of itself where me and all my teammates, like we felt like, you know, we're playing for more than just ourselves. You know what I mean? Like Harvard is kind of one of the saying is the 10,000 men of Harvard, where as a player, you're just one of the 10,000 men, you know? So it was an honor every week to kind of put on that helmet and the Harvard uniform, you know, and be a part of such a university with such a great history. So.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And do you have a particular favorite moment from your time at Harvard?
My favorite game's got to be my junior year. We played Harvard Yale, which was like our big rival. We played them at Fenway Park, which is awesome. Being a local kid, getting to play in Fenway, and then not only that, but beating our rivals. So that was definitely my most memorable game. But
definitely. And was that the team that you usually circled, kind of looking at the schedule?
Yeah, Harvard Yale is the biggest rivalry. Yep. Up there. So
100%.
Mm-hmm. So what made you want to continue your career at LSU?
Yeah, you know, I wanted to keep playing football. You know, I had another year of eligibility. You know, and with how the transfer portal is these days, where it is possible to, you know, for me to go from Harvard to a different program, I thought that it would probably be more useful for me to try to go that route rather than try to take a shot at going to the NFL straight from Harvard. You know, so I put my name in the transfer portal after my senior year with this extra year of eligibility and just kind of with my sights as being able to go to the top, highest level of college football possible, which is kind of how I ended up here at LSU.
Sweet. So how does it feel? How does it feel like playing for a school that just won a national title?
It was cool. I mean, definitely the expectations are high, you know, and, you know, we didn't have a great season this past year, you know, which is another one of the reasons why me and not only me, but so many other players opted to come back for this next season, you know, where we know what the expectations are here at LSU and we want to live up to those expectations, you know, so that's what we're doing now, working to get to that point.
Do you have a prediction for the record next year?
I won't get into that type of details, but we should be good. You know, we got the whole starting O-line, the whole starting D-line back. Something like 20 starters coming back. So fingers crossed. Yeah, we're the vibe around the team has been pretty good through winter workouts and spring ball so far. So we just got to keep building on it.
Definitely.
So in a football sense, like what's the culture like compared to Harvard at LSU?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of night and day where, you know, at Harvard, it was obviously kind of academics came first, even in the football program, like the coaches understood that, you know, and down here at LSU, obviously, like, academics still are important. They still stress that. But, you know, it's really football is the big thing down here.
Yeah.
Not only on the team, but, you know, like, LSU football is really, like, it's, like, the biggest thing going for the people in the area and whatnot. You know, so it's really takes it to, like, a whole nother level where it feels like this is probably as close as you can get to being in the pros without actually being in the pros. So,
yeah.
What's it like to play for Coach O?
It's awesome. And he's, you know, he's no different than you see on TV. So he's always bringing a ton of energy and you definitely don't want to get him mad or else he's going to get after you. But, yeah, he's great. He brings the energy day in and day out. So,
yep. And do you have a favorite teammate, whether it's from your time at Harvard or LSU?
Yeah, I'm trying. My down here at LSU, Yeah, I really like all the guys that I'm playing with on the offensive line. I think we're going to be a good group this year. The left guard that plays next to me, Ed Ingram, he's a really good player. So hopefully he'll be able to come back and be a top round draft pick next year. You know, but really, like, I've had so many great teammates over the years between at LSU, Harvard, all back to high school. You know, it's almost impossible for me to even think through everybody that I play with at this point, you know. But
awesome. So now, what are your goals for after graduation?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my thing is that I'm chasing right now is my dream of football. So, you know, my goals are to have a great season this upcoming year and then play in the NFL and see how far football can take me. I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that works out. And if not, hopefully I'll have a decent thing to fall back on, coming from Harvard, and I'll be having my MBA. So, we'll see if I have to cross that bridge, but you know, right now I'm really focused on football. So,
And so let's just say 20 years from now, you know, once you retired from your long NFL career, what do you think you'd be doing, you know, post playing career?
Man, I don't even know. I gotta figure it out. Hopefully I'll be able to start my own sort of business, which I still gotta think of an idea of what I'll be able to do. But I like the idea of kind of being your own boss. If I'm fortunate enough to be in a situation where I could do that, that's definitely something I would like to pursue. So,
yep, definitely.
And I have a question, kind of going back to the pandemic a little bit. So, obviously, with the pandemic, it's hard to interact with your teammates and stuff to a certain degree. How have you been able to build that chemistry, that brotherly bond with your guys?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, it was difficult at first coming down here. You know, I didn't really know anyone coming down here. I came in June 1st of last year, kind of when it was still really in the heat of everything going on with the pandemic. So, I didn't know too many people, but you kind of build that camaraderie through workouts and through practice. And fortunate enough, that always seems to kind of build into off the field relationships too. So it is, and that's a very important part of a team, I think, is guys being able to not only get along, but like enjoy each other and be willing to fight for one another.
And what's something that you would tell a current college guy who's going through the transfer process, who, you know, maybe he's not comfortable where he's at, or he's someone like you who wants to, you know, bring his game to the next level. What's something that you would tell that guy who he's maybe on the fence about, I don't know if I'm confident in myself, or I don't know if it's going to work out, like stuff like that.
My best advice is, if you're on the fence, is sometimes you got to bet on yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think that you're good enough to play at this place, and you got to bet on yourself and go prove it, you know? You really do got to take a leap of faith. And sometimes in order to get to that next level of where you want to be, you got to get a little uncomfortable and step out of your comfort zone and put yourself in a position where you kind of got to prove yourself all over again.
Yeah, love that. Got to get comfortable at being uncomfortable, they say, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, well, awesome, Liam. Well, that's all we have for today's episode. We really appreciate you coming on, and wish you nothing but luck coming up this season and heading into next year's NFL draft process.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I enjoyed coming on. So,
absolutely.